Now on Money News, Talking Trade with Roger Montgomery. Thanks to AGL, everyday energy solutions for your business.
Great to be with you here on Money News, and great to be on a Tuesday with Roger Montgomery from Montgomery Investment Management. Evening, Roger. How are you?
Ross, I'm very well.
That's good. Look, I think the thing that people will want to talk about right now is the Medibank private float.
Well, that's right. It closes, the pre-registration closes today or yesterday,
I think it might
be. And so I think, look, let me cut a long story short. For reasons associated with the stability of the market, the ageing of the population, the government's poor finances, which require more and more people to be on private health care, and because of this fantastic system that we have in Australia that ensures that it doesn't matter how old you are or how sick you are, you get private health insurance. Medibank Private's going to do very, very well. There's efficiencies to come from being privately owned, and we are going to participate in the float, save for there being any adverse news that comes out between now and the time
and
we have to
And you don't believe it'll be like a Telstra Mark 2, for example?
No, I think that's the exception. Telstra Mark 2 was the exception. If you go back and you look historically at all of the government privatisations, with the exception of John Howard's $7.40 sale of Telstra, they've all been very, very good.
Okay, one other thing about
Medibank. That's not the reason for buying
it, by
the way.
What I'm picking up, I don't know whether anybody else has picked this up, but you know how you make the application for the shares, the pre-application for the shares?
Or the like pre-registration, yeah.
That's right. The funds managers don't obviously do that. You get your own applications.
Yeah.
But the public are doing this, and we're sort of picking up anecdotal evidence that people are having troubles with this.
With the website?
Trouble not only with the website, but if, say, for example, you've got a self-managed superannuation fund,
yes,
it doesn't allow you to put the information into the website.
Because it doesn't treat you as an individual,
and
it treats you as a company.
People have got some problems. Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
So there are issues here, and I don't know whether anybody else is picking this up, but if you are, 131873.
The trick is pre-register in your own name, pre-register in your children's names, and then use the forms and apply in the name of your superannuation
fund.
That's
where I've got another problem. So I try to pre-register in my wife's name, because we are members of Medibank Private.
Yes.
And lo and behold, it says to me, no, your wife can't pre-register because you've already pre-registered under that account number
number
got with us. So even though we're three people on the card, we're only allowed one pre-registration.
Sounds like they expect it'll be a hotly contested float.
And I'm sitting there going, hang on, give me a break. There's three of us on this thing. We're all contributing, not just one. So why can only one of us register? We've already heard from people that dogs aren't allowed to register because even if they've got pet insurance, well, the owners of the dogs are paying premiums.
Yes.
Why not?
Right. Well, I don't.
You see problems?
My dog's
here?
Not managing our fund, so.
That's
so
true.
Fortunately, hasn't got a great deal of road sense.
There are a few dogs of funds out there.
Look, the business looks good.
Anything else out there that you're seeing right now? Are you worried about this fall?
Not at all. No, as you know, we've had 40% cash, so we've been looking forward to it. I'm delighted it's here for us. Couple of companies, and I've mentioned them before. Certex is one to have a good look at.
Yep.
Talk to your advisor about it. And InfoMedia, which is that little company that I've talked about before, that is using this super service software, expanding into the United States, car dealership service centres. And what they're doing is they're linking the service centres with the OEMs, the manufacturers, to supply parts and make their servicing more efficient.
So it's going to be interesting to see. So have you started to go back into the market and buy a little bit of stuff with that cash?
Yes, of course we have. Yes.
There you go. Roger Montgomery from Montgomery Investment Management. He's here every Tuesday night on Money News, just giving you a little bit of a hint as to which way the markets are going. And as he always says, buy the companies, not the markets. Most important. That's the program for tonight. Steve Price and Andrew Bolt are up next after the news. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Money News.